This is North Coast News on KINS.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating a New Year's Day homicide in southern Humboldt. Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to Gerald Phillips Community Hospital just before 5:30 a.m. on Monday for the report of a male gunshot victim. The victim was found lying on the side of Alder Point Road between Bell Springs Road and Alder Point by a passing driver in the area. That passerby transported the victim to the hospital. The victim succumbed to his injuries while en route. The victim hasn't been identified. He's described as a dark-complected male, about 5 feet 8 inches tall, in his mid-20s to early 30s. No word on whether the investigation has developed any suspects in that shooting as yet. Tuesday night, City Council members in Fortuna hold a public hearing at 6 p.m. in the Council Chambers in City Hall. The purpose of the hearing is to consider amending the city's comprehensive fee schedule to add a fee for the filing of notices of cultivation, as required for personal pot cultivation within the city. All interested parties and members of the public are invited to attend and be heard at the hearing. A copy of the agenda and full staff report for the items also available at the front counter or at friendlyfortuna.com. Well, state lawmakers grappling for the first time as a group with a growing sexual misconduct scandal when they return to Sacramento tomorrow. The 2018 legislative year will bring debates over legislation to boost protections for victims and people who report sexual misconduct, as well as both chambers' continued efforts to improve their own policies for handling misconduct. On the very first day back, the Senate must confront how to handle one of its members, Senator Tony Mendoza, who has refused calls to step aside amid an investigation into his alleged inappropriate behavior toward two young women who worked for him. That's not all that's on lawmakers' plates either. Within a week of their return, Governor Brown will submit his final budget proposal, kicking off 6 months of negotiating on how California should raise and spend money. Well, the Redwood Region Audubon Society is holding the 118th annual North American Christmas Bird Count Tuesday. Locally, the Society sponsors five Christmas bird counts within an hour and a half's drive of Humboldt Bay, and they need birders to help with the count. You can help by tallying up the birds that visit your feeders during the day and send your results to the contact person for the area. Check Audubon's webpage. It's audubon.org/joinChristmasBirdCount and click on the map view link. That way you can see local circles of the bird count and see what is happening within those circles, say officials. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.